Okay, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Mouth Sword Ministries. I'm your host, Timothy Aaron. And today's topic or discussion is going to be entitled God's Dilemma. That's God's Dilemma. You know, because God is all powerful and almighty, we tend to not want to think that God has a dilemma. But if he has a dilemma, I believe it is his love, God's love. So that's today's topic, God's Dilemma. And but before we go any further, I want to open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day you have given us, another day of your peace that passes all understanding, another day of your mercy, another day of your favor that only you can give. We just thank you for everything you have done for us, everything you're going to do for us. These things we thank you and praise you in the mighty, wonderful, precious name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, God's Dilemma. Have you ever asked yourself, you know, because the devil is doing so much hurting in this world, so much destroying in this world, because a thief, he comes but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. Have you ever asked yourself, how come the devil just how come God just haven't killed the devil by now? How come God just didn't destroy him a long time ago? You know, why does God allow the devil to just keep on doing what he's doing, all the evil and all the setbacks and all the hurt and all the pain and the death and all of this stuff? And I've heard a guy ask that one time on TV, so I want to talk about that today, and I call it God's Dilemma. The Bible says God is love, okay? And if you know anything about the devil was, at one time, he was part of God's team. You know, you had three archangels. You had Michael, you had Gabriel, or you still have Michael, you still got Gabriel, and you had Lucifer. But Lucifer, he became evil in his heart. And as I talked about it before, he hasn't failed yet, but he still goes about doing evil, going against the plan of God, going against the will of God. And God suffers him and permits him for now to do certain things. And I believe this is why in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15, let me see if I can go there real quick. I don't have it up, but it shouldn't take long. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Let's read verse 15. God is saying to Israel through Moses, he says, "See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil." God has said, "I have set before you life and good, death and evil." So God has given us a choice, basically. God is letting us decide. Okay. And I also want to mention 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. John says, God is love. And so what I'm getting at is God, he still loves the devil. And of course, God loves us as well. So that's why I have titled this episode God's Dilemma, because he loves us both. You know, he loves the devil, which is one of his sons. If you read the book of Job at the beginning of the chapter, the Bible says there was a place where the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan was there. Why was he there? Because he is a son of God as well. And so he is a son of God, and we are sons of God, and God even loves them that are not his sons, the unsaved. Okay. And so he has given them that believe in Jesus the power to be called sons of God. So If you believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you are a son of God, regardless of your gender, whether you're male or female, you are a son of God. And God still loves the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So that's not just talking about saints, but it's talking about sinners too. So God loves everybody, even the devil. So we're talking about God's dilemma here. So this is why God says something like he says in Deuteronomy chapter 30, where he says, see, I have set before this day life and good and death and evil. And so he's basically saying to humanity, you choose which one you're going to follow. He says, if you choose, you know, life and good, you'll be blessed. If you choose evil and death, you'll be cursed and you'll die and you'll lose. You know, so this is how God resolves his dilemma. He puts it back on us. We choose. Jesus has said something very similar, you know, in the Sermon on the Mount, you know, in chapter 7, at the end of chapter 7, he says, if you take heed to my words, I will liken you unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. Okay? So that when the storms of life come, that house won't fall. He says, but if you don't take heed to my words and live by my words, then I will liken you unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And so that when the storms come and the troubles of life come, your house is going to fall, and great will be the fall of that house, he says. So Jesus is saying some of the same similar stuff as God said in Deuteronomy here. And I believe I have a story in the Bible that co-signs what I'm talking about here. I believe God has actually given us a picture of his dilemma in the life and story of David, King David. David had a very interesting life, very interesting life. And, you know, this is the David who, as a teenager, believed that he can beat Goliath, the giant. According to the scripture, he was a 9-foot tall man of war giant. And David, through faith, with a slingshot and a rock, beat Goliath. And so David was a mighty man of God. He had the Spirit of God on him, and he was chosen by God for a very long time. But one day David sinned. One day David was on his rooftop, and he saw this woman bathing named Bathsheba. And she must have been a sight to see, because David decided that he wanted her. He wanted her for himself. And even though he found out she was married, and David understood the scripture, because he's the one that said, I have written the word of the Lord on the tablets of my heart. He knew the word. Okay. But he decided that he was going to take her and commit adultery with her. And when he did that, the Bible said evil came to David's life. And the Bible said that God was going to raise up evil in David's house because of this great sin. He killed Uriah and took Uriah's wife to be his own wife. So he committed murder and he committed adultery. So to make a long story short, David had a son named Absalom. And Absalom was causing a lot of trouble in Israel, in David's kingdom. And he was causing a lot of confusion and chaos. And different people wanted Absalom kicked out of Israel. But David loved him. David loved him. And Absalom got in his heart one day that he wanted his father's kingdom. He wanted to be the king, and he wanted to kick his father off the throne. Don't that story sound familiar? Yeah. I believe the Lord is showing us what he is going through with the devil by telling us this story of David and Absalom. Because Absalom is an evil son of David, and he wants David's title. He wants David's kingdom. And even though Absalom is bringing all of this evil to the table and to the house of Israel, David continues to love his son. And there came a time in the story where there was supposed to be this final battle, kind of probably like the Battle of Armageddon in the Revelations. So you see, I think this story is nothing but a type and shadow of what God is going through with the devil, really. But there came a time where there's supposed to be this final battle, and David told Absalom, his top man, probably like Michael the Archangel. His name was Joab, excuse me. And he said, hey, if you are able to spare my son Absalom's life, please do it. Don't kill him. And but at the battle, Absalom was running on a horse, and the Bible said Absalom had long, thick hair, and his hair got caught up in the trees, and it snatched him off the horse, and he was hanging by his hair. And Joab caught up to him, and Joab had him killed, because Joab did not like Absalom, because he was just causing too much evil in all Israel, and Joab loved Israel. And so when the word got back to David that his son Absalom was dead, he cried. He cried over his dead son, even though he was full of evil and he was full of trouble and he was full of pain and misery for all Israel. David cried over him. David was able to secure his kingdom back, and he was able to get peace back in all of Israel. But it seemed like for a moment that did not even matter to David. All David was concerned with was the loss of his son Absalom, his evil son Absalom. So I believe that the Lord God is giving us a revelation of his relationship with Satan. Even though Satan is doing all of this evil, God still loves him. And that's why God gives us a good fighting chance against the devil. Because he says, hey, if you keep my word, you ain't got to worry about the devil. I'll protect you from the devil. But if you don't keep my word, the devil's going to get you. So when it comes to God's dilemma, he puts it back into our hands, and it's up to us to pursue God, to seek out his word, to get an understanding of his word, and to live by his word so that we can overcome the devil and so that we won't be affected by the devil. And so I thought this was a good story to talk about today, on just how important it is to try to live right. You know, and then the more truth and the more understanding we get of God's word, the more secure we get in this life. You know, I would like to call it spiritual insurance. Yeah, you know, we all like to seem like we like to run out and get all sorts of insurance. You know, we like to get health care insurance and car insurance and life insurance, and then some of us, we like to even get insurance for our insurance, you know. But if you want to really be insured in this life, it's to pursue the things of God. Yeah, you pursue the things of God, and you get in line to his word, and you live according to his truth, and that's how you become insured in this life. This is Mouth Sword Ministries. I'm your host, Tom Aaron. If you have any questions or comments and you would like to, you know, piggyback on this topic, you know, add to this topic, challenge me on this topic, I would love to hear from you. You can contact me at mouthswordministries@gmail.com. That's mouthswordministries@gmail.com. And I would love to hear from you. Okay. Once again, thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions or comments about any other biblical topic, you know, that's fine with me, because I love the Bible. I love the Word of God, because I believe in the Word of God, and I believe the Word of God is priority number one. Okay, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your Word, for hunger for your Word. You know, in this day and time, Lord, in this high technology time, you know, a lot of people are leaning on man's inventions more than your word. And I just want to pray for people to understand that there is no substitute for your word, and to get back in your word and to seek your word as if their very life depends on it. Because you know what? It does. Dear Heavenly Father, please, if there's anyone listening to this podcast that need a touch from you, that you meet them wherever they are whether they be homeless, whether they have sickness and disease, whether they are in poverty, whatever the situation, family crisis, meet them where they are and show them that you are God and show them how powerful and mighty and wonderful you are and how you can deliver them and set them free. These things I ask in the mighty, wonderful, precious name of Jesus. Blessed, blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord.